The Spokane Youth Sports Association has plans to construct a 20-acre sports complex in the Glenrose neighborhood. Neighbors say that project would bring increased traffic, congestion, and lights to the area and hurt its rural character. Attorney Rick Eichstad, working on behalf of the Glenrose Association, says the giant complex doesn't fit the definition of a, quote, community recreation facility because it would be used by people coming from all around Spokane rather than just that of the Glenrose community. He says they asked Planning Director John Peterson to issue an administrative determination to figure out whether that community definition would apply to the complex.
And instead of issuing the determination, he essentially pointed to some notes from June of 2008 and said, we decided it there. We're not going to decide it now. He sent back the check to the Glenrose Association and simply issued no decision.
Peterson was referring to a determination of a previous development that was being pursued back in 2008 that was never built. Peterson was out of the office Wednesday and not available for comment. Glenrose Association head Bob Hislop says he's upset the planning director is not addressing both sides of the issue.
I think that the county planning department should represent the people that are for a development, and they should also represent the people that are against the development. But that doesn't seem to be the way this works. And so as a result, we are being forced to hire an attorney and to file suit against the Spokane County Planning Department to get them to respond to our request.
Eichstad says a judge will make a determination on the lawsuit and says it is possible an appeal could be filed if the judge upholds the planning director's actions. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.